Hola amigos, and welcome to Willie's View Podcast. It is November 27th, 2018, and I'm so excited because tonight is soap night. That's where you all get to enjoy soap classic moments from my archives that I saved throughout the years. And also, I'll be giving you updates on Google about four games that you need to immediately take off of your devices before they crash. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But let's get the party going. This is my favorite from the Nurse's Ball. Here we go.
This was steaming hot women. Let's give it up for the haunted starlets! Dear future husband, here's a few things you need to know if you want to be my one and only.
All right, now let's go back to As the World Turns during, I want to say it was maybe Luke. Oh, here we go. It's Luke and Noah on As the World Turns. Here we go.
That's why you need to stay here and just do what you need to do. Grieve and heal. Okay. And maybe one day soon, when and if you're ready, you can get on the plane and I'll be waiting.
All right, now let's flip over to Days.
Can't ride without these.
Thanks.
Oh, I should probably get going. It's good to see you.
Wait. Call me back as soon as you get this, will you, Gabby? There's something I need to discuss with you.
You know what happened, y'all? Pleasant things that are all desert back.
Well, she's probably in denial.
Well, actually, she believes that she's being set up. That Kate and Gabby are making it look like she's split again and lying that she's attacked him when she hasn't. She's actually claiming that Gabby's been drugging her.
Tell me how that happened. Who allowed Jennifer to go into my daughter's room? My instructions were very explicit.
All right, let's switch over to General Hospital again. This is Jocelyn and Oscar. Here we go.
Okay, I don't understand. Why wouldn't you want a treatment that can cure you?
This drug trial is experimental. People have improved, sure, but someone has died from it.
But without it, you die anyway, don't you?
At least I'll die on my terms. I don't want to be a vegetable or so sick for the last few months that I can't leave my bed.
Okay, what are the risks weighed against the potential payout? That's the way my dad looks at business deals.
This isn't a business deal. This is my life.
Which is why you have to find out everything you can. What are the odds that this treatment kills you? Or makes you feel worse or leaves you a vegetable? Because based on what you're telling me, the odds are 100% that you die without it.
That was deep. All right, let's go back. More General Hospital. Frisco. Alright, that was so much fun. Alright, let's see what else we got here for y'all. Let's switch over to Guiding Light. Now let's go back and we're going to do some more. Do some As the World Turned favorites again. Let's focus on Andy and Courtney. It was during their Christmas wedding.
You can definitely take it.
Okay, so you're getting fitted right after you get off the plane, and be prepared.
No, I can't wait.
All right, I'll see you.
It's happening.
What's up with Leanne?
What?
What's up with Leanne?
Oh, Leanne, she's not going to be able to make it. I don't think she's going to law seminar.
Oh. Bianca can't make it either.
Can't?
Yeah, no, she's going to be in Montego. But what about Paul?
I've left tons of messages for him, but heck, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Even if it winds up just being the two of us, it's still going to be the happiest day of my life.
All right, let's switch over to Azawaturn's favorite couple, Lily and Holden. Holden remembers back in 1997.
Widow. I'm sure you've heard about it. Anyway, to answer your question,
I'm here to say that justice is done for my poor Link and our innocent little boy.
It's a bit nippy out here. Can I come in?
Yeah, come on
Thank
in.
Thank you, darling. I don't see any evidence of your little boy. Where is he?
At Emma's.
Ah, good. Then we can speak freely. Pas devant l'enfant and all that sort of thing. Or you can listen, because I heard about last night. That was a debacle. You may think that you're pretty good, but, darling, I think you're lucky to have escaped.
Is that what you came here to
no,
talk
I
about?
No, I came here to say a simple thing. You know what I'm going to say. What does it take? What does it take? Just tell me. To get you to leave town and get out of Lily's life. Forever.
We have to talk, Lily.
I'm sorry you wasted a trip. I stayed here last night because I didn't want to talk to you then or now.
And you won't even let me explain?
No matter what went on between you and Holden.
It's what went on between you and Holden that made me angry.
Expected to come here demanding answers.
Who? Lily.
Who?
Lily, the
no,
baby.
No. The other one. Your firstborn.
No, Lily is my firstborn.
When you
no
came
one ever
to
said
us, you had had no prenatal care. So how could we know?
Know what?
Us.
Let her finish.
Shortly before your second baby was born, there was another.
No, it can't be.
No. She was very weak. She could had difficulty breathing. She could barely gulp in enough air to cry. So that lawyer refused to take her. He said he wouldn't take a dying waif to a client who paid him good money. Oh, I was so angry. We argued for a while. He was about to leave. But then you started into labor again. We could see the second baby coming.
And that one was Lily.
She was so different from the first. She was robust. Her eyes just popped wide open. For the first time, she was really able to cry. I promised St. Catherine that if the baby lived, I'd become a nun. But when I went to the novitiate here in Tenafly, the Mother Superior told me I couldn't take my vows until I'd found a suitable home for the baby.
So how long did you actually have her?
She was 8 months old when she was adopted. I had delivered a stillborn baby to a couple named D'Angelo. Oh, the wife was so distraught. So when it was time for me to give up the baby, I brought her to the hospital and I called Mr. D'Angelo, Joe, to see if he'd like to come and see her. He did. He said her face was like a flower. He called her Rose.
So, sister, after
after all this that you did, why? Why did you never notify me? The baby's mother.
Well, how could I? You didn't leave a forwarding address. You told everybody at Shelby you were on your way to California. So how could I find you?
Well, there was always Clifford Breyer.
Oh, I contacted Mr. Breyer. He told Mr. Guest how the baby had survived. He sent money to help out. I thought that was so generous. But what I really wanted was for the baby to be reunited with her sister.
Martin sent money for a second baby, and he didn't tell me about that. Can you believe what we had to sit through today? I mean, can you believe it? I mean, David was in rare form. I understand why you flew off the handle like
Emily.
That. I went down to the police station after court adjourned to bail you out. I thought, you know, you needed some help, but much to my surprise, you already left. How'd you...
There's nothing funny about this, darling. I promise you that.
We just got back from New Jersey, and we have proof.
Whatever it is, I'm not interested.
Dear, this is very disturbing, and I know that. Please hear us out.
You can explain from now until the end of time. There's no way that I would ever believe that that piece of garbage is my sister.
I wouldn't lie about this.
I'm not talking about lying. I'm talking about hallucinating. If Rose is my sister, that means that you're... Mother.
I know it's a shock.
Forgive me for breaking up this little reunion. But are you gonna tell me that all this time you knew that I had a twin and you failed to mention it?
I would have told you, but I didn't know.
You didn't know? You didn't know that you had another baby? Oh, of course, that explains it happens every day.
Dear, come on. When you know the circumstances surrounding everything, you'll understand.
Wait, none of this makes any sense. Hey, you told me you went to talk to my dad, Joe D'Angelo.
Yes, Rose, I did.
Well, if he told you that I wasn't his daughter, then he's lying.
It wasn't just him. It's been corroborated by others.
Well, they're lying. They're all lying. Come on, why would this happen?
No, I don't think it can. She never even speaks to me except to tell me how rotten I am.
Well, bypass Barbara and get close to someone who is close to...
Let's switch over to another world. Here we go.
Today on another world.
No, Rachel, you're wrong. When was the last time you thought I was right about anything?
Mac?
I'll take care of it.
I'm not something that has to be taken care of.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't really know if I'd be a good nurse.
Well, look, take my advice. Take a little time to think it over, because you really have to love it to do it well.
I'm going to go to the police, and I'm going to tell them that lie about where you were the night that Kirk was murdered was all my idea.
No, Angie, there's no reason for you to do that.
I have to do it.
Willis, I think you better come out.
No, Rose, it's all right. Angie knows that I've been charged with Kirk's murder.
In sickness and in health, to love and to cherish,
till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
Oh my god, Ray Liotta was on Another World? Did you know that? I didn't.
I make you a promise.
What promise?
One day I'll bring you everything I've ever gotten from Mac. And we'll be together and we'll be happy.
One day, Ray.
Soon, Mitch. That's another promise.
soon I'm not going to need anything that Matt Corey has.
Not even me?
I didn't say that. It's sitting there. It's just sitting there. Can't you see it?
No, I can't.
All right. Now, let's go back on One Life to Live and Blair and Todd. Tia rips into Todd for sleeping with Blair. Alright, everybody. Here we go. One last one. As the World Turns. Jack and Carly. Here we go.
Set you free.
find some place to stay?
Yeah, sure. There's the lake view. It's very nice. It's kind of expensive. There's a motel. There's a mall. How long are you planning on staying in town?
Oh, I don't know yet. Depends on what happens when we meet my friend.
Okay. What was that?
His name's Snyder. Brad Snyder.
Do you remember last night?
Vaguely.
You know, the part where we were having a fight, and we talked, and we weren't having a fight. It's a new thing in my life. I liked it.
Well, the only reason we're talking more is because you wanted something more than you wanted to be there.
That's not true.
Really?
Okay, it is. But mainly, I didn't want us fighting about Mike. So I decided that I'm not going to sweat your past anymore.
Good.
And of course, there's no reason for you to sweat mine.
Don't bother me.
What?
Hi, Mike.
Hey. Good morning. Would you like some coffee or something?
No, thanks. I just came out to talk and apologize. So I wanted to let you know that nothing like what happened yesterday will ever happen again. I'll stay out of your way like I should.
Look, Mike, someone set you up with that note. I totally get that, and you're not going to believe this, but once, or maybe 8,000 times, I made a move I wish I didn't make. So let's just forget about it. I wish I could. I really wish I could. Sorry. Take care.
What?
He's a classy guy, isn't he? I don't like that. You never know what a guy like that's gonna do next.
Hey, you're a pretty classy guy yourself.
I am.
In such an obvious way, not a consistent way. But classy, nevertheless. Hi, yes, you're Brad Snyder, aren't you?
That's right.
I was just wondering if maybe you had like 5 minutes.
We'll be right there. Listen.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for enjoying Soap Night. And this is our season finale. And keep tuning in on Twitter at ViewWillies, at SoapSuds Fan Club, and on Instagram at OfficialPartyWill for updates for season 2. All right. It's been great. Happy holidays. And this has been November Sweeps. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.